In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Saints Nick and Lucy lived in the 3rd and 4th centuries. He in modern-day Turkey, and she on the island that you and I know as Sicily. And as far as we can tell, they never met. Nick and Lucy sounds like the title of a children's book. Two unlikely friends and their holy adventures in late antiquity. Rescue sailors, aid the poor, defy common sense by wearing lit candles on the top of your head. The church remembers Nicholas on the 6th and Lucia on the 13th of December. Both are connected to traditions of festivity and generosity. Cold weather solstice celebrations are nearly universal across cultures and time. It's frigid and dark and snowy outside. We need a party. So the church created a bright tradition. They bonded the growing light of Christ to the darkest days of the winter solstice. It's nonverbal proclamation. Nonverbal truth that in the darkness, Jesus brings light and life. God was born in human flesh to a family who lived in desperate times, and still he lived the light that was in his words. Love, welcome, share. These brilliant gifts can be hard to believe in the darkness of clutch and grab. John the Baptist is in prison. He's in prison for freely giving away the forgiveness of sin. Come down to the riverside, be set free. No purchase, no transaction, just hope and welcome. John spoke truth to power. He offered gifts of direction in a time of confusion. And for this and for his other challenges, he finds himself shackled in prison. The outrageous holy promise, the outrageous promise that we push toward in Advent, is hard to believe some of the time, perhaps much of the time. John asks of Jesus what we may all ask at some point. Are you really the one? Jesus, you came in simplicity and in poverty, and the times are confusing and lonely and cruel. Are you really the light in the darkness? You are not what we expected. Is this what the everlasting light looks like, feels like, acts like? So today, here beside the stairs, we have crystally colorful beads in all the colors of the spectrum of light. And as we did with the ribbons last week and the stars the week before, we invite you to take one as you come up. Hold it in your hand, let the light shine through it. Hold it as a prayer for finding and sharing the light that is in you. Or a prayer for light in the darkness that you already know. And then carry it back and place it in the baptismal font. In case you are wondering what in the world Andrew and I are up to with this project and what we're going to do with these objects, You might notice that around the bottom of the font, they're being collected each week in Advent jars, 3 blue, 1 pink, 1 white. And they will be brought together come Epiphany in the Epiphany Mobile that will launch and be raised high as part of our pageant. And so, as this whole season suggests, you're just gonna have to wait and see. So today we celebrated the festival, the celebration of Nick and Lucy, a chance to dive in with the saints. The historical record for Lucia, as she is better known, is thin and rather contradictory. The historical record for Nicholas is much thicker. He was, after all, a bishop. However, his legend is also contradictory. And if you include his, let's call them later day appearances, well, his story becomes rather mystifying. By the way, our guests, when they came today, Nicholas and Lucia, were transported via a time machine, a TARDIS, if you will. And they know nothing, knew nothing. They've gone on their way now. They knew nothing of any rumors of red noses or Nordic migrations. Lucy, or Lucia as she is better known, was young and faithful and blessed with a name that means light. In times of crushing injustice, she would go out into the night with that wreath of candles on her head. She would duck into the dark tunnels where the fearful and the lonely hid. And she would bring plates and baskets of food, giving from her heart and from her abundance. Lucy let the light of Christ shine bright. And Nicholas, faithful shepherd of his community, who was not described as cheerful. There are many stories about Nicholas, but here is the one that connects the dots. Hearing of a family in dire straits, he goes out silently 3 nights in a row. And at the home of the family in need, he pauses and he tosses a bag of gold through an open window. 3 daughters, 3 bags, 3 nights. Security for all. No forms to fill out. No accountability assessments, just giving freely. It may have been a gift of currency, but it set a family free. For them, it was as if waters broke forth in the wilderness. For them, it was like streams in the desert. I don't know if Nicholas or Lucy ever had questions, ever wondered if Jesus was the one. All I know from the record is that, like that quote from Rilke, they lived their way into the questions. They became a part of Jesus' mission of sight for the blinded and released for the imprisoned. These are not fantasy. We are called to live into the questions, live into God's vision, and make it our reality. Not only when it is easy and when it is comfortable, but when it is more frightening than wearing lit candles on the top of your head. So why do I, and therefore we, offer this encounter with Nick and Lucy? I've been doing it for over 10 years. Today was probably the 10th celebration of Nick and Lucy. Why do I bring together 2 winter saints who have their very own days? Well, both are remembered for discipleship that was above and beyond the demand of rank or role. Furthermore, this pairing offers a wonderful balance. Male and female, lay and ordained. However, here is the best reason why. It is because Lucy's simple story shines light on the life and ministry of Nick. Her story gives back to him his flesh, his heart, his bones. She gives to Nick his true self, his ordinary Christ-like humility. And it is his grand presence, both earned and embellished, Nick's larger-than-life persona that can raise Lucy up, bring her witness into our sights, raise the volume of her gentle service with sleigh bells in the snow. The communion of saints means that Lucia and Nicholas and hundreds and thousands more light the way where they have gone before us. This is what the everlasting light looks like and feels like and acts like. Love, welcome, share, shine. Most of us, like our friends Nick and Lucy, are blessed with a multitude of privileges. And like Nick and Lucy, we are ordinary people, drawn into Christ's way, who have chosen to follow him, or at least lean toward him, for reasons we may know very clearly, or reasons we can barely name. I invite you to find yourself in their story. Fill in the gaps in their records with your passions. Enlighten your soul with their courage. Believe that your faithfulness to Christ need not be restrained by anything, not even gravity or common sense. Be Nick. Be Lucy. Love, welcome, share, shine, be. Will you repeat after me one word at a time? Love,
love.
Welcome,
welcome,
share,
share,
shine,
shine,
be.